Okay. Our next panelist is Dr. Richard Clover, and he's the founding dean of the University of Louisville School of Public Health and Information Science, Sciences, and serves as co-director of the Center for Hazards Preparedness and associate vice president for health informatics at the University of Louisville Health Sciences Center. He also currently serves as the as the president of the National Board of Public Health Examiners. Dr. Clover will be presenting on the role of public health, of the public health credential, the CPH, in the preparation and maintenance of professional public health workforce. And he will share the current status of what is certainly a work not only in progress, but one that is showing promise. Dr. Clover.
Thank you very much. Let me share with you a little bit about my background and how I got to where I'm doing things today. I'm actually a family physician by training. I came to the University of Louisville to chair the Department of Family Medicine. After I was in Kentucky for a while, the health of that commonwealth is horrible, and I didn't think medicine by itself could successfully improve the health, so I convinced my bosses that we needed a School of Public Health to improve the health, public health workforce, as well as hopefully have an impact on our commonwealth. So they agreed. Developing a new school from scratch was a challenge. One of the things I want to follow up with what was said earlier, I'm the School of Public Health and Information Sciences because I wanted to emphasize informatics and the full breadth of it. So we've recruited a lot of not only public health trained individuals as our faculty, but also a lot of informaticians and people with backgrounds in informatics to help us build our curriculum and help us build our school. And so it's been fun. When the National Board of Public Health Examiners was formed, the Association of Schools of Public Health Board asked me if I would serve on that. I said, sure. I was just a member initially, but when ASPH became more involved in the National Board, he said, you got us in this, so you're going to chair the board. Okay, so here I sit, and it's been extremely fun, and I've really enjoyed the work that we've done. Let me go over a little bit of what we've done and who we are and what we're doing, because I think it's important for us as a discipline to have a credential similar to basically every other health-related field has. And I think it was time to form our national board, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I've already said public health is the only health field that does not have a mandatory credentialing process. And that's what I was trying to address as we formed the National Board. We developed it to create a standard benchmark to assess knowledge, to encourage continuing education, to demonstrate commitment to in and current knowledge of the field, and to unify the public health as a profession. Part of my past life, I was on the board of directors of the American Board of Family Medicine prior to going into public health. And so I had the experience of serving on that board for 5 years to hopefully create us a board which is shows high quality and rigor. Your degree shows your academic ability. The CPH shows your professional ability and commitment. It's the only exam to test professionals' command of one of public health's principles and cross-cutting competencies. The CPH enhances your graduate degree, benchmark for education excellence, certified commitment to the field, access to continuing education, lifelong learning in public health, and maintenance of certification. The maintenance of certification and lifelong learning was critical discussion as we formed the board, because I feel it's important for all health professions to have continuing education. Where are our CH employees? They've been hired by multiple different agencies, and we really have the support of many disciplines in us going forward with this degree or credential. We're doing some branding marketing efforts. It's amazing once we formed the board how many other countries asked us if they could work with us and what we could help with them, and that's been fun. Why do employees care about CPH? As a public health administrator in both the local and state health departments, I was often responsible for hiring decisions. I found a great deal of variability in the form and content of graduate degrees in public health. Diane was a big supporter of us as we formed the credentialing, and I would have to echo her same opinions. The CPA shows potential employers you're committed to the public health profession. You will excel in the field through your work and actions. You take every opportunity to further the education and grasp the current issues in the field. As we all know, the domain of public health is changing rapidly, okay? And I don't know how else to keep up without us having continuing education process as well as a certification process by the National Board. Where are people who have been successfully accredited? They're all over the world, obviously because it's an exam within the United States. Most of them are in the United States, but there are many countries that have our CPA professionals. Basically, we took the ILM report that had the basic domain areas, and but also listed the cross-cutting domains, and basically that's what our exam is made up of, those disciplines and those cross-cutting fields. CPA in future, work with the experts organizations for continuing education and professional development. Once again, I've said how important it is to maintain maintenance, and this is one mechanism that helps with that process. Activities must address one of the domains tested by the exam, be scholarly, and represent diverse learning activities. The list of pre-approved providers for CPH credits is open and growing. Another quote, the CPH provides evidence that public health professional staff are committed to lifelong learning. As the public health undergoes rapid change, we can assure our community that the staff with the CPH are familiar with the latest developments and challenges within public health. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Clover. I probably should have said I'm also a co-member on the National Board of Public Health Examiners and have my CPH from the inaugural class, and I was just sort of curious, do we have other folks in the room that have already earned that CPH? Show of hands. Okay, good, good. So on the follow-up, next time we have the meeting, we'll see even more hands. Yeah. And as Richard said, it's not just about getting it; it's about maintaining it. And as a public health employer myself, that is the attractive piece of it. We can hire folks from all over the place, but it's the demonstration of the commitment to having some core competencies across public health and maintaining those core competencies that really make somebody stand out.